Jim Taylor back on WMJ, WMJ.com. It is the Pigskin playoff preview. We're always thankful our local teams that advanced to the playoffs, and the Rock Ridge Rockets are on an 8-game winning streak, so they're back in. But Coach Sam Graves, how in the world? This is like 1974 when only like 60 teams got in, and an 8-1 team has to go on the road and play a first-round game. You're 8-1 and playing on the road. How crazy is that?
Yeah, I don't think anybody would believe you. We actually saw these projections early in the week and told some people, and they were like, there is no way possible an 8-1 team could be on the road in round one. And it is. We're going to play another 8-1 team. It just shows you how loaded 2A North is, you know, and I kind of said it to you off air, but it's just one of those reasons. I know everyone around here in Mercer County will probably tell you the same thing. It's why going 1 through 32 is so beautiful, because, I mean, I know these two schools met up with each other in the state championship game playing that way. So, and I feel like you truly get your best teams in the end doing that. But anyway, that's a different argument. but you know, it is. It's loaded with 9-0 and 8-1 teams, and the teams in 2A North are powerhouses of their conferences.
Yeah, and you look, as I can attest to looking at the bracket with Coach Graves, the top half, the north half, Seneca 9-0, Westville 8-1, Rockridge 8-1, Tri-Valley 9-0, Wilmington 8-1, Moroa Forsyth 9-0, Bowmense 8-1, Bloomington Central Catholic 9-0, and Farmington 8-1. Again, this is just the top half of the 2A bracket, so the 16 teams, and I read you those records. Now, you know, the other thing that's interesting, it's kind of you're danged if you do, you're danged if you don't. So, you know, you like to say a lot of times, hey, we want to play somebody we've never played before, but then same token, well, we have no intel on this team either, and we know really absolutely nothing about them, and here over the next couple of days, we got to, you know, gather the intel. So playing Westville, they're in the Vermilion Valley Conference, and they play teams like Clifton Central and Bowmense and Bismarck, Henning, Rossville, Alvin. Do you know much about them other than it's going to be a 3-hour, 15-minute trip, I think, across to the eastern portion of the state?
Yeah, no, all I know is that we're going to be really close to Indiana to go hit some of those fun fireworks stores, maybe, that are across the border. But, you know, I don't. Now, obviously, we went 1 year and played over at Clifton Central. You know, that's a conference that has some playoff history. They have a lot of good teams with Clifton Central, like you said, Moments and Bismarck Henning. Those three teams always seem to be in it. So, and I know Westville has a tradition. They're usually in the playoffs. I think they've had a team or two make a run. They're usually a first or second round exit type team. But, you know, I'm not talking anything bad about them. It's just what they seem to be out of that conference. But so it is a, you know, traditional 3, 4, 5 teams out of that conference make it. So we're going to have our work cut out for us, and especially that long travel. But like you said, that's part of the fun. It really is. Again, bringing the 1 through 32 up, that's why I am in favor of that, because I don't care about the travel. You just want to play. You don't want to have to turn around and play somebody from the Three Rivers Conference again. And we're sure not week one, you know, of the playoffs this year. So it is kind of fun playing someone you've never seen before.
All right. We've spoken to you about this before, and you've really taken care of business after that Morrison win, which was the measuring stick game in the season. And you were worried about, you know, maybe some letdowns against Spring Valley Hall, and you dominated that game. And it looked like you really took care of business last night against Erie Prophets. And I think that was a running clock in early in the third quarter. So you have to think that the kids think, hey, we have an opportunity maybe to do something really special here in the fall of 2023.
Yeah, you're right. We're kind of been on, and the kids keep, I know I say it to you every time, and I even tell you, I say it every time the coach talk about, we just need to get better each week. And the kids, I think, have bought into that. And we were definitely not happy with how the week one, you know, game started for us, week season started for us. But you're right. We've been playing some nice ball 8 in a row. And we think we're in a position that maybe defensively we keep getting a solid defense has gotten better and better. So we think we're in a position that we can, you know, hopefully do some damage. Now, again, Westville's an 8-1 team, and you're on the road playing them. And then if you're lucky enough to win that, you're going to turn around and face a most likely a 9-0 Seneca team that's drilling people. They just beat St. Bede last night, like 79-35. So, I mean, that's a legit team up there in that conference. They beat Wilmington. So this is just a loaded 2A bracket, but we feel like we're in a pretty good place right now.
And then progression offensively, you know, I'm not going to say it's been a work in progress, but you knew with a freshman quarterback, it was going to take, you know, a few weeks to kind of get into the swing of things. You knew he had the athletic ability, and I knew Sterling Newman in week one, they were ready, and they said, hey, this is a freshman quarterback. Let's see if we can throw kind of the kitchen sink at him. And we see what Newman has done defensively this year. But I really think since that point, you know, and you always wonder when you play games and you lose, you say, well, was a lesson learned? Did we learn a lesson that day? And I think your freshman quarterback probably learned a pretty valuable lesson. And when you look back at the season, other than saying you're playing on the road in the first round of the playoffs, maybe that did you some good in week one to have a result like that.
You're right. I mean, we knew there was going to be some growing pains. Newman was a tough first game for him. It really is a tough matchup because, you know, their coach does a good job. He was defensive coordinator at Sterling before he went over to Sterling Newman as the head coach. And he does a good job on defense with giving some different looks and some different blitzes and some press look. And Newman has a lot of, I know offensively, you know, they haven't been really lighting up the scoreboard. And I think that's where they kind of, you know, are a little behind right now, but defensively they've been stopping a lot of people and they have a lot of team speed. So, you know, for, I think his first career high school pass was a pick six. And that was, you know, their one touchdown on us until the very end of the game where they drove down and completed that pass with 18 seconds left to win it. And so, you know, ever since that point, he's had a lot of growth, and that was a tough one to start with. It really was for him. But, you know, what we saw in the offseason with being a competitor and being a kid with a good head on his shoulders, never too low, never too high, I mean, that's what you're looking for in a quarterback to lead your team. And we knew that if he could just improve, just keep – he's going to make mistakes, but – and we know that, but if we can get better each week, that he's going to be something special.
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, that we'll wrap up here with Coach Graves. I didn't realize I was looking at the Westville history, and they have a their head coach has been there since '95. So you got a guy that's been there for 28 years. So you know you're gonna you got the team, the kids, everybody's got to prepare because you're taking on a program that has a guy that's been there for 28 years. So as they say, he's been through this stuff before, so got to get ready for a big week of preparation.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The staffs that have kind of been there, they've seen it all, they've been through it, and you know, you run a system, and every once in a while you have new things that pop out at you or a new look that someone gives you, and you know, you coach that long and you've seen it all. You know what to adjust, you know what people are going to do to you running certain defenses or offenses, and you know how you want to attack that. And, you know, I'm sure some year they have the personnel to get it done and some years they don't, but I know they're going to know how to attack you. So that presents a challenge, and he's been there for 28 years for a reason. It's because he's having success. So we know it'll be a big challenge for us to prepare this week. And, you know, not only the long travel, but the crazy thing is that now they're, I think we looked it up because we were worried about it, but getting practice and it looks like we're supposed to get rain like Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like, so, you know, kind of squeezing the practice in around that's a little different too. And, you know, our guys haven't played on turf yet this year, and we hear they have a new facilities with turf and stuff, I think is what I've heard. So, you know, we'll have to look at that and see if they actually do and see if we need to find a place to get a practice in it. Turf one day. So it presents a lot of challenges, but again, it's someone new, and that's the fun of the playoffs. It'll be exciting to go over and see it.
All right, Coach, looking forward to traveling across the state with you next hopefully Saturday afternoon, and we'll see you in Westville, Illinois.
We'll see you there. Thank you.
All right. Coach Sam Graves with us. It's the WMJ Pigskin Playoff Preview. I'm Jim Taylor.